All right, the next two acts coming up will be The Proper Ladies and then Amanda Maffei. The Proper Ladies are Annabelle Gretz and Deb Goss, and they make beautiful music together, and they'll be featuring here on December 10th. Please give them a big welcome. The Proper Ladies.
A seasonally appropriate number, or medley, actually. Not a very long one, though. Only two songs. Can these be down just a little bit more? Down just a little.
Down, boy, down, down, down. That's it, perfect.
Thank you. Thank you.
I almost forget to take off my glasses.
Also, I have classes starting November 3rd. There are some cards there, but they've got the wrong date, but it's basically the same schedule. November 3rd in Wellesley. And come and sing with us. It's really fun. I'm also starting a chorus out in Westwood. If anyone's out in that direction, wants more information, please come and ask me about it. They sat by the fireside, his fair daughters three. They talked of their father who sailed on the sea. Oh, when he comes back, we shall all love him so. He never again to the salt sea shall go. No, never, no. I'll give him this vest, all of satin so fine. I'll be his server when we sit to dine. I'll climb on his lap and such kisses bestow. He never again to the salt sea shall go. No, never, no. Oh, do you not hear it? The sisters declare. It must be a spirit that walks on the air, for whether we speak either loudly or low, it answers in accents mournful and slow. No. It is but the tempest that rages so strong. The gale will itself waft our fathers along. Go look to the vane to see how the winds blow. He'll bring us gay things, for he promised it so. No, never, no. Prepare ye, fair sisters. Prepare ye to weep. Your father lies cold in the dark, stormy deep. Look not to the vane to see how the winds blow. His ghost in the storm whispers, mournful and slow. No.
Captain bold from Halifax, who lived in country quarters, seduced a maid who hanged herself one morning in her garters. His wicked conscience smited him, he lost his stomach daily. He took to drinking turpentine and thought upon Miss Bailey.
Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey.
One night betimes he went to bed, for he had caught a fever. Says he, I am a handsome lad, and I'm a gay deceiver. The candle just at 12 o'clock began to burn quite palely. A ghost stepped up to his bedside and said,
behold, Miss Bailey,
Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, thought Miss Bailey. Then he cried, your face is white and mealy.
Dear Captain Smith, the ghost replied, you've used me ungenteelly. The coroner's quest goes hard with me because I've acted frailly. And Parson Biggs won't bury me, for I'm a dead Miss Bailey.
Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey.
Dear ma'am, says he, since you and I accounts must once for all close, I have a £1 note in my regimental small clothes. 'Twill bribe the parson for your grave.
The ghost then vanished gaily, crying, bless you, wicked Captain Smith. Remember poor Miss Bailey.
Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey. Oh, Miss Bailey, unfortunate Miss Bailey.
Miss Bailey.
That was lovely. Please, a big welcome, a big applause for the proper ladies.